to roll call. Adriana. That's an eight.
Dennis Bodensky.
Bill Crozier.
Radio.
Joseph Davis.
Blue Hills Mission.
One more.
One more.
Oh, Elaine Duncan.
Radio.
Nika Kylie.
Here.
Anissa Farouki.
Here.
Rhonda Gardner. Robert Gartner.
Approved.
Alexandra Hunter.
History.
Wally James.
Committed.
Jim Kroska.
Master Kirby.
Dwayne Lark.
Service.
Adrian Laviolette.
Community.
Mike Lewis.
Here, voice for the voiceless.
Jerry Lynch.
Struggle.
Bob Mark.
What?
PK McCary.
Respect.
Susie Moreno.
Community.
Venetia Patel Adams, non voting member. Deb Chapto.
Truth.
Casey Sinclair, Democracy. Cliff Smith. Rita Washington.
Aggressive.
Ted Weiskel.
Fairness.
Benicia Williams. Larry Winters, non voting member. Okay. Yes.
Gia, I think that you mentioned Bolomak. I believe that Bolomak resigned.
Point of order.
This is the first time the body has met since the email message from Mr. Mark. He had until now to change his mind, but he'll be willing to accept his resignation at this point if we see no objection.
Are there any objections to accepting Robert Mark's resignation? Okay. I would like to entertain a motion to fill the seat in accordance with Bylaws Article 4, Section 10, with Rick Potoff, based on the fact that he's the next runner-up on the list.
Second.
Are there any objections?
Is he here?
He's not here. I told him of the meeting, and he said he would be here, so perhaps he's coming late. Mm-hmm. Can someone clarify, do we mark him absent at this point, or do we...
No, until the end of the meeting.
Got it. Okay. So we'll table that a little bit until we come. Okay. Venetia has requested an excused absence with enough time. Is there a motion to excuse her absence?
Absolutely.
Is there a second?
Second.
Are there objections? All right, so we'll mark Venetia as excused for this meeting. I didn't receive any other requests except Jerry, and you rescinded yours. So this isn't a normal meeting. This is our delegate session where we're doing our elections for P&B. So we need to elect a chair pro tem. I open the floor to nominations for a chair pro tem.
Nominate Casey Sinclair.
Take one.
Are there other nominations?
Chair.
Just for this part of the meeting. Are there any objections? Are there any other nominations? Okay, I'll be chair. We also need a secretary pro tem. I open the floor to nominations for secretary pro tem.
I nominate Deb.
I second that.
Are there any other nominations? Are there other nominations?
I would nominate Elaine.
Okay. So then, in this case, we're going to vote. So we'll vote either for Elaine or Ted. So I'll call Elaine, raise your hand if you're voting for her. I'll call Ted, raise your hand if you're voting for him. All those voting for Elaine to be secretary pro tem of this part of the meeting, for this meeting. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. All those voting for Ted to be secretary pro tem. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. So Ted, will you serve as secretary?
I think Jerry Lynch's operative words of masochism are appropriate.
Okay, next is agenda approval. One thing that I'd like to ask you before we do this is, on the LSB agenda, you might have seen that I put 3 minutes after agenda approval for me to kind of introduce myself and set up the meeting and the year. I only need 3 minutes. Does anyone object to me doing that in this meeting after this agenda approval? Okay.
Ms. Delegate or LSB?
This is Delegate. I open the floor to a motion to approve the agenda.
Mm-hmm.
There a second? Mm-hmm. Are there any objections?
Is the delegate sorry.
We're in the delegate session.
Okay.
Are there any objections? Okay. The agenda is approved. I'm going to go into my 3 minute spiel, and I practiced it so I can be 3 minutes. My name's Casey Sinclair. My background is in education. I was a teacher and vice principal for 10 years. I quit 3 years ago to pursue an MFA in creative writing. Currently, I'm writing a novel, and I'm teaching writing workshops for children and adults around the city and raising my 10-month-old baby girl. My goals as chair of the LSB are threefold. First, I want to represent KPFT in the most inclusive way possible at all times to all the communities that we serve around Houston. Secondly, I want to work to make our decision-making processes as democratic as possible. And for that, for me, that means involving the most amount of people. A lot of the motions that we look at during LSB meetings come from individual board members, which means one person is bringing a decision to the table. And I believe that most of the motions we consider should come from committees, so that a group of our listeners, members, and staff have already agreed upon the action and are bringing it to us to do the work. So in the past month and in the months to come, I'm working to invigorate and empower our committees so that they can do that work and bring us more motions. I'm also going to be, when you send me motions as board members, I may sometimes suggest that you refer them to a committee before bringing them to us, just to make sure that they're vetted and supported by more than just you. My third goal is to run these meetings well. I want to make sure they're fair, they're democratic, they're efficient. I want to make sure we follow the rules consistently. For that reason, I've provided copies of the standing rules and bylaws for all of us to share so that you can cite them and you can reference them, and we're all on the same footing when people start to talk about them. That was a really point of stress for me as a new board member last year. They're also there for the public, so y'all are on the same footing as well. Because I'm new to being chair and I'm new to these rules, I'm going to ask for your patience. I'm going to do my best, but there are times when I'm going to need to slow the meeting down or stand at ease to confer and figure out what the right path is. I also want to say that it's not just my responsibility that these meetings are successful. It's all of our responsibilities in this room. And in the last year, the behavior that has happened at these meetings has been sometimes embarrassing and sometimes reprehensible, and we haven't treated each other with respect and civilly. And so I'm going to ask us to do better. I'm going to ask us to do better this year. It's not my job to make you behave. It's my job to get through this agenda. And so in order to do that, I'm going to follow the Robert's Rules process when there is disruptive behavior. I'm saying that both to empower you when you see a disruption to speak up and call a point of order. And if you're one of those people who's been guilty of disruptive behavior in the past, I think many of us have been, behave yourself. I want to make sure that we all stay in this meeting the entirety of the meeting. I don't want this body to vote anyone out of this room tonight. So behave yourselves and help each other. That's my pep talk. I think it's pretty much. Moving on to the PNB replacement. We need to replace Bob Mark because he resigned from this body. Yes? I know, but we need to replace him on the PNB.
Are we voting the delegates right now?
Yes, but there are meetings, as I understand it, between when they're seated and tonight, and so we need to fill that vacancy before we have our elections. It'll only be for a couple meetings, so I don't want to take a lot of time filling this seat, but it's something we need to do. So I'd like to open the floor to nominations to fill the PNB director seat vacated by Bob Mark.
Second.
question.
About, I make a suggestion that we vote for the three delegates first, and then out of those three delegates, if somebody is not on there already, we could have them on there and save time. We don't have to go through questions and answers and a big, long, drawn-out process just to find somebody for a couple meetings. Okay, there
is there a second to that process? Is there an objection?
Okay. I think we can just go ahead and pick somebody. We're already off the agenda at that point. We've already got the agenda. We've already approved it. There's no reason why not. We shouldn't just go and proceed. I would like to nominate Dwayne Lark for the temporary position.
Is
Jim,
there a second?
There was a second. So you can speak to your motion. Or you can...
Is that an objection? That was an objection?
Yeah, it was an objection and... Save time.
Okay, so what's the process going to be for electing this person? There's going to be a question and answer session. Why they should be the person? You're going to have to use single transferable voting instead of voting the three people and saving time and energy. Okay, that's my motivation for my motion.
Thank you. Is there someone to speak against the motion? And just to clarify, I'm going to take three speakers for, three against, 1 minute each, if that's okay, just so we can move through this quickly and then we'll vote.
Yes, Madam Chair. I'm against because the 2017 PMB have a few more meetings. The new 2018 PMB will see January 25th. Before here and then, I think that KPFT deserve to have four members that represent KPFT. That is the main reason. Then we are without Robert Mark, without one director in almost a month. I think that we need to do that, and then we will select the 2018, or it could be the same people. I don't have any problem with that. What I'm saying is we need to fill up the seat right now. We have a meeting tomorrow and a meeting next week for the PMB, and I want our KPFT to have full representation.
Is everyone okay with me pausing this to see Rick Potter? Can we pause that?
Can I quote from Mary Billy? Jesus!
Rick, do you accept your seat on the
LSU? Yes, I do.
Yes. Are there any? We've covered that. Okay. We're discussing our order of operations this evening, so welcome. The agenda's in the red folder. Is there a speaker for Jim's motion to do the elections first and then replace the director? 1 minute.
Well, I don't see how, I mean, everyone I think has agreed that we should have four members between now and the seating of the 2018 members. And so I don't think Bob, Jim's motion, I think it addressed that. It's just a question of how we choose those, that person, or that couple of meetings, whether we do it among the three who go on for the 2018, or we have a special election just for that 1-3 weeks or whatever. And I don't think this, we're not going to have a lack of members.
Is there someone to speak against? Suzy?
Point of information, I see some new faces. Do we have any board members that I haven't?
Is it working?
She's not a board member.
Are you a member of the public?
I am.
Would you mind sitting over there just to clarify? It's easier when we vote and stuff just to see who's voting. Thank you. Thank you, Susie. Is there a speaker against Jim's motion?
I withdraw my motion.
Can he withdraw a motion if it's been seconded?
No,
I'm
50 seconds.
Okay. Sorry, Jim. Go ahead.
The only thing I wanted to say was that there is already a procedure for this situation. It is Article 5, Section 8 of the bylaws. So therefore, just doing this quickly and then getting the election done is just following the bylaws, and that's where I think we should just do it that way, even if it seems a little inconvenient.
Is there any, does anyone have an objection to withdrawing this motion?
Can you hear it?
Okay. We're gonna move on then with the agenda as it's planned. So I'd like to open the floor to nominations to fill the P&B director seat vacated by Bob Mark.
I nominate Jerry Lynn.
I second
that. Are there other nominations, Susie?
I second.
I nominate Denise.
I second that.
I'm sorry.
Are there other nominations?
I'll nominate Jerry Lynn.
Okay, he's been nominated. All right, I need us to stop this side talk so I can keep track of who's speaking. Are there other nominations? Are there other nominations? All right, I have three nominations for Jerry, Dwayne, and Venetia. I'm looking at my plans here. I was trying to make this a fast process, so what I'm going to propose is that each candidate speaks for 1 minute about why they should be on the P&B, and we don't have Q&A. We just go straight to a vote. Are there objections to that? It'll take us 3 minutes.
I'd like to ask a question.
Okay.
It's standard practice that we ask questions of people going to such an important position.
Okay, then we're going to have to vote on this. Let me just point out that the elections themselves are going to take us hours, so just keep that in mind. All of those who want question and answer for this filling this seat, raise your hand. All of those who don't want question and answer for this seat, it's overruled. So we're going to just do a minute speaking for why you want to be on the P&B, replacing Bob Mark, and then we're going to vote. Jerry, you were nominated first. You may speak first.
Okay. Even though I was in favor of Jim's motion.
Please.
Even though I was in favor of Jim's motion, but speaking in why I would like to be on the board, specifically for those 3 weeks, I guess, and also 2018, I feel like we need new faces on the board, people that can think independently, that are not locked into the old factions, which I think, frankly, create more problems than they solve. Everyone here in Pacifica is progressive, and that we're splitting hairs, the differences. I mean, you know, when the most conservative people that I've run into are Bernie supporters, then we're not talking about real conservatives, Trump supporters, or anything like that, that are on the board. And so I think a lot of the fighting is unnecessary to fulfill Pacifica's mission, and that I'd like to try to work down the unnecessary fighting and faction fighting on the board. Plus, it'll be my first time on the board. I'm not locked into any of it. 15 to 18 year old struggles that have been going on some of the older members. I think I have a lot to offer.
Time.
I'm interested.
Just to clarify, I'm going to let people finish their sentence. Dwayne Lark, you have a minute?
Well, as stated, my name is Dwayne Lark. I've served the local board for about 5 or 6 years now. I hope that I have demonstrated my commitment to KPMT first, the foundation second. I hope I have exemplified some of the qualities that Jerry just referred to in terms of being independent, in terms of being open-minded, and in terms of having demonstrated some management skills as your chair and having executed some plans. So I just like the natural progression, I'd like to call it, to take what I've done here locally and try to create a new synergy, a new energy at the P&B level. I have no commitments. All things are on the table for me in terms of how we get out of this miry clay. All options are on the table. None are taken off.
Okay. Venetia isn't here, so I don't even know if she accepts the nomination. Is that okay for us to?
She had asked for before I got here. She indicated she still wanted to run, and she put in an email that she
wanted to. So I was nominating her.
Okay, okay, so we're not gonna make her angry.
No.
Okay.
Okay.
Madam Chair?
Yes.
Yes, Alexander. She said that she wants to be nominated for the next meeting or for the 2018 meeting?
I think it was the 2018, but she believed it was today.
Yes.
We are.
Know that today.
It's next.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's next.
It's next. But it works.
Oh, okay.
This is just to replace Robert Mark
for
the next couple meetings.
Oh, okay. I don't think she'll. I'm sorry.
Okay. Does anyone object to me withdrawing her? Okay. So we have Jerry Lynch and Dwayne Lark, and we're just going to do a straight hand vote. I'll say Jerry first. Raise your.
I'm sorry, Madam Chair. I don't think that our rules said that we need to do it in secret.
I think we can spare the time.
I don't object to a hand vote.
Do I need a second if someone requests a hand vote?
Point of order.
Dwayne?
Point of order. According to the bylaws, since we are in delegate session, since it is a PNB member, I read the bylaws as it has to be an STB member.
Yes.
Can we find it and cite it?
For two people?
Sure.
Yes.
I'll start working on it for the Robert.
Okay.
It's a special procedure.
Excuse me, when y'all are finally, we can't hear y'all.
Yes.
So can y'all either speak up or stand up? Some of you have very quiet voices.
We're finding a citation to decide whether we can vote by hand or we need to do a ballot vote.
Okay.
Yes.
We determine what we do in the meeting. It's civilized. I was going to put out a friendly motion. Do the two candidates agree to a simple hand vote?
If it's in the standing rules, we can vote to suspend them. If it's in the bylaws, we can't. Yeah.
Where's the police officer?
We're going to stand at ease, if that's okay, while we find the facts, and then we'll continue with our discussion.
Point of information, I mean, when you've got two people running for one position, it's very simple. Even if it is a secret.
We're standing at ease, so I'm not recognizing anyone right now. Feel free to talk. But.
Okay, it's not a real STB, it's just a different word, but it's just basically, you can have a secret vote and just put Dwayne and Jerry, and that's it. No big deal.
Everything's a big deal.
Does anyone object to doing it secretly? Okay, then let's just go ahead and do it that way. Joseph Matthew, will you just go ahead? We're going to go with it. So, are you guys going to give us directions? Perhaps.
Madam Chair,
yes.
I can cite
the bylaw
in Article 15.
Okay. Go ahead and cite it, though, so we learn.
The instant runoff voting method, because in this case, like Jerry said, are two candidates. We use the single transfer of vote with more than two.
Rick, didn't you give me that?
That's the first line of Article 15, ma'am. Article 15, voting method, section 1, voting method, unless otherwise expressly provided. May I have your attention?
Are we at ease?
We are at ease. The chair declared us at ease, right?
We are back. We are going to go ahead and do this vote on secret ballot, and Matthew is going to tell us what to do. Joseph is going to tell us what to do.
Okay, does everybody got their ballots?
Yes.
Who does not have a ballot? This is my ballot?
That's your ballot.
Everybody, there are two.
Joseph has the floor.
All right.
You're right.
Point of order.
Okay.
We're
not at ease. We're back in session, and Joseph is giving directions for the election. Don't make him do it twice.
He nominated Dwayne Lark.
Can we listen to
okay,
Joseph?
Well, Lynch comes after Lark, alphabetically.
Speak up, Joseph.
So I would say if I come up with heads, it's going to be Lark, and then Lynch. If I come up with tails, it's going to be Lynch.
Wait, Madam Chair. We found a wrinkle. Madam Chair, we found a wrinkle. Would you be willing to hear it?
Yes.
This article applies to if it's more than one seat.
Okay.
So that begs that you can do it.
There's a different article about replacing people, but I think we're all on board with this process, so let's just continue. Okay.
So Jerry Lynch is going to be choice A. Jerry Lynch is choice A. Dwayne Lark is choice B. Lynch is choice A. Dwayne Lark is choice B.
Matthew, will you please collect the ballot?
Who is what? Jerry is A, Dwayne Lark is B.
These are beautiful.
Before you, like to watch this kind of
sure.
What are we watching?
I'm not going to do that right
now.
We're not handing out.
Is the snack sign up moving around?
No.
Nope.
It started over there. Do you have it, Adriana? The snack sign up?
You guys have left the table space.
No, stop it.
I think it was on that table.
You want to get the bed and
you're missing
your mom. I get my mom and bring that.
I
know you know
where I'm taking. I have to stop serving us.
Yeah. It's a good idea. I have
For anyone who just came in, we're calculating votes for filling the PNB chair vacated by Bob Mark.
Okay. Everybody turning their votes. Everybody is turning their votes. Has any person not turning their vote?
Please.
Very well. So we should have, we're missing two people. You have 22 votes?
All votes.
We're missing one.
Dwayne Lark won the election by 12 votes to 10 votes for Jerry Lynch.
Okay, thank you.
I'm sorry,
12 votes? 10.
So we are seating Dwayne Lark to replace Bob Mark as the PNB director. Okay. Yes.
May I ask the secretary to send to the PNB secretary the information for Mr. Lark, phone number and email address tonight or tomorrow?
Thank you. We're moving on to the PNB director election. I want to, can we stop this side talk? Because I'm going to talk about some logistics for a second. This is going to take us a lot of time. And so I did some mathematical calculations to figure out how we can get the most information from our candidates, but also move through this process as quickly as possible. I'd like to explain the process I'm suggesting and then have you support me or object to it, and then we can discuss different options. So the process that I'm about to outline will take almost an hour as is, just to point that out to you. I'm thinking that each candidate will get 1 minute to speak, and then each board member gets to ask all the candidates one of the same question to all candidates, one question. The question should be stated within 30 seconds, and then each candidate gets 30 seconds to answer that question. And at that point, I'll hand it over to Matthew, and he can conduct the election. Does anyone object to those time limits or that structure?
How does it fit in with 8 o'clock public comment?
We will always stop at 8. So we'll find a convenient spot, and I'll watch out for it. But technically, you're out of order. I'm not supposed to respond to you. But we always stop at 8 for public comment.
The time limit for Q&A was 30 seconds for question, 30 seconds for answer. Okay.
Is that okay? Any objections? Okay, great. So we're going to start with staff and then do listener. We have one director spot for staff and three director spots to fill for listeners. So first I'd like to open the floor to nominations to fill the 2018 PNB staff director position. PK?
I nominated Joseph
Davis. Point of order. That's already all been done.
It's all been done by the
Yes. And nominations were done by December 31st.
Okay, so maybe I need to ask who accepts their nomination.
Yes.
Is that better? Okay. Yes. Who accepts the nominations that we all received?
For staff.
Yes, for staff. Joseph, you accept?
I do. Clearly it was William.
Wally.
Oh, but that's for...
That's for listeners.
Oh, yes, sorry.
Any other staff acceptances?
Well, Rhonda's not here yet. She was nominated.
Okay.
She told me she was running.
She called and she's on her way.
Oh, God. Traffic's terrible.
What is the body?
She won't be able to answer the question.
She made the cutoff, right?
Yes.
She made the cutoff, right?
Yeah. So I'll take her nomination. Okay. Any other acceptances? Yes?
Just a suggestion, Madam Chair. We need to start all the rest of the process and maybe we'll give time for Rhonda to arrive here and speak by herself.
Okay. We can give her time, definitely, to speak for herself at the end. Okay.
Are they doing an opening statement?
Yes.
Could you read the nominees, please?
Yes. We have Joseph, Wally, and Rhonda. Are there any other acceptances?
Were you on
any other acceptances? Any other acceptances? Okay. So our three nominations for the staff director position are Joseph, Wally, and Rhonda. Each candidate is going to get 1 minute to speak for themselves, and then we'll each get the opportunity to ask all of them one question that they'll all respond to for 30 seconds. I'm just going to go in order of nomination or acceptance. So, Joseph, are you prepared to speak, or do you want to? You have 1 minute.
All right. I really wish that I really have no true desire to be the PNB, other than that I care about Pacifica and Louisville's mission. That's my whole reason for being on this board in the first place, and I want to see this institution continue. The three major problems that I've witnessed in my many years here at KPFT is that we have some serious corruption problems. We have PALA from programmers and people who are not they're using basically their programs as ways of getting money. We've got people have hired their friends and keeping them on staff so that they give them easy jobs with not many particular responsibilities and these super incredibly beyond reason health care benefits. And frankly, we have a system that has absolutely no incentives for good performance. And I do realize we're faced with the situation right now where there's either a bankruptcy or a bridge loan that we're questioning we're facing. And I do believe that all options should be on the table, but the devil's in the details. We have to make sure either way we know what's happening.
Thank you. Wally, you have a minute?
I've been a volunteer at KPFT for 34 years. I've been a volunteer at KPFT for 34 years. I've worked on three shows in that time. I am currently the host and producer of the Progressive Forum. I've been with that show for 21 years. And I'm totally dedicated to KPFT. And I want to see the station be everything that it can be. And not just the station, but the network. The whole network is in a lot of trouble right now. And if we can pull together, we can make a difference. And we've got to. We are at a point where we could lose everything. And I'm committed to doing whatever I can to help keep this network and this station together.
So we're going to move on to asking questions. I'm resetting my timer. So you have 30 seconds to ask a question. If you want to pass, I'll record it and I'll come back and give you an opportunity the next go around. And then Joseph or Wally will take turns who goes first, or if Rhonda comes, we'll rotate. And you have 30 seconds to respond. And I'm keeping this on loud so you can hear it and I don't have to cut you off, that you can hear the timer and then finish your sentences. Yes.
Would anybody have an objection to just going around one time and asking your question and not having to go around twice?
Point of information.
Does anyone have...
If you want to ask a question, one question to each of both candidates, then that would be that.
You get one question.
You can't ask one question to each candidate?
No, we've already approved this process.
It's one.
You have one general question.
Does anyone object to what Jim said, that we need to ask our questions the first go around and not go around again for the people who passed?
I don't have a question.
Great. We're going to start just for ease of visually. Okay, let's take 30 seconds to think of our questions. Write it down if you think you might forget. And if Rhonda comes, we'll just continue with our questions and then we'll let her do her statement at the end after all the questions, just to help with this process. Ready? Okay.
I want to know if you really know what's going on in the PMB and KPFT, and if you realize that when you are being a PMB member, a director for the foundation, your first priority is not your local station, it's the Pacifica National, the Pacifica Foundation. I want to know if you and your position with bankruptcy.
Wally, why don't you start, because Joseph's going first.
Yes, I do know what's going on, and I agree it's not about what's going on here locally, it's about the network.
Certainly I know what's going on here at
point
this
of
station.
Order, we didn't answer the bankruptcy question.
This happened at the last election, and if people don't answer the question, then you have to ask.
I didn't hear the bankruptcy question.
Joseph, go ahead. It's your time. I'm starting with 30 seconds.
Okay. I am not one of those people that listens to all the PNB meetings, so no, I don't keep up with that. I plan on having to actually talk to the people at the PNB and find out what current information is. I think that either bankruptcy or bridge loans should be options. We have to look at all options.
Mike, do you have a question?
Oh, yes. Like, let's ask the two candidates how they plan in 2018 to possibly prevent bankruptcy, and how you plan on raising money, not only for KPFT, but for all the national stations across the country, and keep the new members coming in. What's your plans for that?
Joseph?
Me first. At the moment, I've been pushing for advertising for a long time, and I was talking to some people at the station. I think at the moment we have to do some guerrilla advertising, get some volunteers to get a truck and run around with some ad hoc free billboards. So sooner or later, we have to have advertising as part of the real budget, because by getting our membership up, because right now, you ask people out on the street who about KPFT, they don't know who you're talking about. We have, by not having any outreach in a serious way, we've killed our membership numbers, and we're demanding more and more money from a smaller and smaller group of people, and that's not fair to them. And it's just because we were lazy and decided to hire a friend instead of do the advertising any business would do.
Wally?
Advertising is a good idea, but we also need outreach to the communities and see if we can organize people into supporting KPFT, to contacting their friends, and see if we can grow the station that way, too.
Thank you. Adrian?
Well, I kind of wanted to ask Wally, we already heard about...
Speak louder.
Yes.
You're going to ask
Wally, can you
question?
Give us your position on bankruptcy, please?
Yes. The loans seem like the best way to go now because, we've got to come up with something fast. But we need a loan that we can, the network can pay off. We've got to be very careful what kind of loan we get ourselves into.
Joseph, you can open your
seat. I agree. Anything that we can do that puts us less at risk is certainly the best way to go. The only reason I say that I would be willing to consider bankruptcy if it turns out that's the best way to go and that's what we have to do. But yes, whatever puts us at the least risk for all five stations and the foundation.
Susie?
I agree that we reach out to just a small group of people to support us. So my question to both of you is, what idea do you have, kind of like with Bernie Sanders, to reach people in low income, to reach out to them, to show them what programs are available for them, and in that manner, get them also to donate. Maybe smaller amounts, but many more people involved.
Okay. I mean, actually a good example, Teresa Allen just sent me an email this morning about the Martin Luther King Parade. Well, we're going to be going out and marching in that. We participate in a lot of the local outreach events, and I think that's one opportunity. We could canvass some neighborhoods and try to go knocking door to door. I've done that in electioneering with candidate campaigns. But we do need to start using more outreach methods that are not just events that already attract a lot of KPFT people. I mean, Martin Luther King Parade is great. Almost everyone there already knows about us.
There are organizations that are already working with these different communities that we can contact and work through them, but as he was saying, we do need to do outreach. We need to do door to door, whatever it takes. That wasn't yours. But yes, and also the idea of the events, whether it's Martin Luther King or any other big event, we need to make ourselves known, be there with banners or whatever we have.
And Issa? We're not going to go back around. Are you okay with that? Jerry?
Yes, I wanted to know if either of the candidates has experience on the PMB already.
No, I don't.
I served as 1 year as treasurer for KPFT, and I was on the finance committee. So at that time, I was communicating with everybody on the PMB and the finance committee, trying to propose ideas for business plans to make us more economically stable.
I'm going to pause just for a second. For the public, we have 10 minutes until public comment, so if you haven't signed up already, the sign-up is on the table, and behind the sign-up are forms that you can write down your statement for the minute. So just so you know that that's there. And there are cookies.
No question.
Yeah. Rick?
Well, I don't think I have a question either.
Bill?
One of the things I hear from every station management is that one of the biggest problems in getting major donors is they don't want to give because they hear about all the dysfunction on our boards. That includes all the local boards and the national board. It's driving away major donors and making it really difficult to fundraise. So what would you do as a board member to help with that?
I think I went first last
time. Thank you. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I agree, absolutely. What's interesting is that now there's a bylaw amendment about shrinking the boards, but unfortunately that just wouldn't make sure the people who have the biggest name recognition on the ballots would then just pad the boards. So if we are going to shrink the size of the boards, then we need to basically say one term only for people on the boards. So I think that might be a good way to handle shrinking the boards and having them all at the same time. Mm-hmm. Other than that, we do need to proactively start getting our businesses in order, actually going to management and making the stations work economically and show people we can do it.
We've got to work together with some the local board or the national board. It's the dysfunction that we have that causes people to not have faith in us.
Pat.
Do either of you have any definitive fundraising ideas for Pacifica? national, for the foundation itself.
I think that it's something that's, I guess I don't really have anything.
I'm kind of with Wally on this. I mean, I've been pushing some kind of advertising for a long time, and the problem with that is the upfront expense in doing so. So we're trying to find ways, but you know, we've already been doing the outreach committees are functioning and trying to reach our community, but we do need to do more, and that's why we need to invite more people to give us more ideas. And hopefully, if we can cut some enough staff positions temporarily, at least maybe we can use that to fund a little advertising.
It's my turn. I'd like you to speak a little bit to the role you will serve in terms of communicating between the P&B and this body, and what you see your role is and your responsibilities are there.
I do feel that all the P&B representatives are the collective representatives of this entire body, not just any faction thereof. And it's important that we let this body know what projects we're working on at a given time, which we need to participate in the committees that are basically, especially managing the finances and business decisions of the foundation. Because right now our biggest problem is our financial crisis, and we need to be on top of that.
Yes, we need to be able to have good communication between us and the local board, and whatever is we're working on to try and make for sure that everybody understands what it is, and the finances, that is the big thing, and that's something that we need to be working on and making for sure that everybody understands what we're doing.
Other than promoting your shows on the air at the time that they air, what have you done to promote your show, KPFT, or the Pacifica Foundation? Just some examples.
Making announcements to be played on the air, reaching out to people that I know, being active with the Houston Peace and Justice Center, and trying to reach as many people as I can and get the word out.
Well, obviously, with the show work, also I've done the Gay Pride Parade twice for the KPFT float. I've done the Art Car Parade once. Also, of course, again, like Wally said, talking to our friends and promoting the station among the people that we know. And I used to work with Eddie Garcia, the outreach connector. I went to several events that he organized, and I just went and did whatever I could.
I find it very troubling that audits have gone undone, and apparently they're necessary. And now, lately, we're hearing about these huge disparities in contracted charges for such completion of such audits. To me, that looks like a major problem. What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, the audits have been allowed to lax. I think we were 2 years behind, and now I think we're about 1 year behind, hopefully, about to close that gap. One of our biggest bills right now is the Empire State, the radio tower bill, and that was basically done with a bad business practice of allowing an individual to basically sign Pacifica into a contract that shouldn't have happened. So it goes back to the way we need good business practices, and that no individual should be allowed to make a decision that it doesn't come before the P&B or some group that at least has some oversight.
You're right, Bob. That is a real problem. I mean, that is why we got into the trouble that we did in California with the Attorney General, was we weren't doing these audits. And we've got to make sure that they get done. And there should be no excuse for letting this slide. It's something that has to happen.
Jim, if it's okay, it's 7:57, and I want to catch Rhonda up. Rhonda, you've been nominated for a P&B director staff position. Do you accept?
Yes.
Okay. Just so you know, what we've done already is Joseph and Wally are nominated, and they each made a minute. They had a minute to speak for themselves, and then we've gone around the circle and each asked a 30-second question and let them respond for 30 seconds. When we come back from public comment, we'll include you in that process, let you make your statement, and then start with Jim's question. Is that okay with you?
Please accept my apology for being late.
We're happy you're here. Public comment, I have something to say about it, and I want to get your thoughts on it. I've noticed something happening at public comment where the public who's signing up, there's a little jockeying for position of who speaks first and who speaks last, and I think it's leading to some conflict and nastiness and distraction at our meetings. So I came up with this little process, and I want to see if y'all approve of it. I made a sign-up list back there that has numbers next to the name, and I have all these cards with numbers on them. So my idea was that, for example, if 8 people sign up, I'll take out the 8 cards, I'll mix them up, and then I'll let Rita or Ted choose a number, and I'll read that person up to come and speak, so that we don't go by that sign-up sheet, because there's been some like name crossing off and weird stuff happening, and I just want to avoid that. Are there any objections to that process? I don't think it will take very long. Okay. Can someone bring up the sign-up sheet? How many names are on it, so I can get ready? How many names are on it?
5, 4. Maybe people are waiting.
Yeah. Look at these tricky types. It looks like there are 5 now. So we get 6 minutes each with 5. Okay, I'm mixing them up. I have 5 here. I'm gonna let Rita do the first honors.
I'm closing my eyes.
Okay, number 4 is first, then Ted. Then number 1, Rita. I'm just going to put them in order so we can tell them, you know, we don't have to do this between. Okay, 2. Okay. 3 and 5. So number 4 is first, Ron. And then number 1, Carolina. Number 2, Dawn. Number 3, Teresa. And number 5, Alon.